Why did the snow leopard go on stage?
I don't know.
Why?
Because it was a show leopard.
Kids Public Radio.
What kind of cat hangs out in your house?
House cat.
What kind of cat hangs out in the alley?
Alley cat.
What kind of cat is a chocolate candy bar?
Kitty cat.
Yeah. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Gets harder. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat has the first name of Tom?
Tomcat.
What kind of cat is really, really scared?
Scared cat.
What kind of cat hangs out at the copy shop?
Copy cat.
What kind of cat is actually a fish?
Fish cat.
What kind of cat steals things at night?
Cat burglar.
What kind of cat hangs out with Batman?
Robin.
No, Robin is a bird.
Catwoman.
Yeah. What kind of cat has 1,000 legs?
Caterpillar.
What kind of cat is a big expensive car?
Cadillac.
What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you the clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. You're thinking cap. What kind of cat is a great big disaster?
Catastrophe.
What kind of cat is an even bigger disaster?
Cataclysm.
What kind of cat rhymes with that and is a long religious recitation?
Catechism.
What kind of cat is connected to the engineer car?
Catalytic converter.
What kind of cat facilitates a chemical reaction?
Catalyst.
What kind of cat is a group of things that are similar?
Categories.
What kind of cat comes in the mail from Sears?
Catalog.
Yep. And what kind of cat is a whole bunch of cows?
Cattle.
Yeah, what kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat throws stuff over the wall of a castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat is tunnels under the castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat floats on two pontoons?
Catamaran.
And what kind of cat takes a picture of the inside of your body?
Cat scan.
Yeah.
What kind of cat obscures your vision?
Cataracts.
What kind of cat's being followed by a moon shadow?
Cat Stevens.
What kind of cat is the capital of Nepal?
Kathmandu.
Yeah. And what kind of cat carries your golf clubs?
Caddy.
Woo. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? That's all my clues. The song is through.
That's Billy Jonas. What kind of cat are you? The title track of that release. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. So happy to be with all of you in listener land and all of these kids on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's a big crowd today. Who's here?
Hello, it's Cade.
This is my big sister, Caroline.
And you're Jane. It's good to have you again with us, Jane.
Hi, it's Sonia.
Hi, Ethan.
Hello, it's Airdrie.
Hi, it's Bo.
Hi, it's Beth.
Hello, it's Lily.
Hey, friends, it's Melissa.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hi, it's Evan.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hello, it's Kodiak.
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Gareth.
Hi, it's Corbett.
It is great to have you all with us today. I'm so excited you're here because today on the show, we're going to be talking about big wild cats, specifically tigers and snow leopards. These big wild cats are at risk of extinction, but scientists, researchers, biologists, and zoologists worldwide are doing their parts to save these rare cats. And we're so excited to welcome the senior carnivore keeper from the Albuquerque Biopark, Casey Taylor, and from the Snow Leopard Trust, we've got Marissa Narnjan, and we're going to learn all about tigers and snow leopards today on the Children's Hour. This next one is the Sugar-Free All-Stars. Stick with us.
One, two, three.
Hey!
In my backyard, you might not believe it's true, but even though you cannot see him, it doesn't mean he can't see you. He's hiding in the bushes out by my back door. He's gonna jump out and surprise you while letting out a roar. Look another time, tell me just what you see. That tiger in my backyard looks a whole lot. It might be hard to believe, but he's eating all the bananas, and we can't get him to leave. He's underneath the table, and then he's jumping on the chair. It doesn't matter where you look, man, that monkey is everywhere. Look another time, tell me just what you see. That monkey in my kitchen looks a whole lot like me. A lot like me. Where are all those monkeys? Where are all the monkeys? Silly, silly monkeys. Yeah, we're gonna bring it on down. Here we go. But everything begins to rumble every time he starts to walk. He's dumping out my toy box, and then he's jumping on my bed. He's gonna swing around that great big trunk and bop you right in the head. Look another time, tell me just what you see. That elephant in my bedroom looks a whole lot like me. A lot like me.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and with us on the show today is the senior carnivore keeper at the Albuquerque Biopark, Casey Taylor. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Casey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Today, we're really excited to talk with you about tigers. And on the show, we're going to be talking snow leopards too. But I want to give tigers their due. Let me jump over to the kids. Let's go to Amadeus.
Where are tigers from, and what role do they have in the ecosystem?
Tigers are really mostly found now in India, Sumatra, Russia, and a little bit of Asia, but their historical range was basically all of Asia and China, as well as Russia. So now they're only found in about 6% of where they used to be found, but they're incredibly important for the ecosystem. They are the largest predator within their ecosystem, so it's really important that they're there to balance everything out. And yeah, so that's where they're found now, and they are crucial. They're like a keystone species for any ecosystem, so it's really important that they're healthy within where they're living.
What's your favorite part of your job?
Oh, that's a really good question. That's a hard question because every day my job is a little different. And maybe that's my favorite part because I get to work with so many different animals. And when you're working with animals, things change a lot. Kind of when you're working with kids, I bet. You never really know what to expect. But I think overall, my favorite thing is that I get to build a relationship with the animals I work with, and they know me and I know them. And that's an amazing thing to watch grow over the years.
Can you do things like go, here, kitty, kitty, like we do with our kitties?
They all know their names. So we can call them. And if they choose to, it's always a choice. They can come to us. We can't force a tiger to do anything. We can't force a polar bear to do anything. But when you see like a zookeeper walking public side, when they're looking around at the animals that they're taking care of, you can tell every animal pops up their head and recognizes that person, yeah, and looking for maybe treats or food or whatever. So yeah, they definitely recognize us and our voices, and they respond to that really well.
And it sounds like a relationship based on bribery.
Yes, there's bribery and there's trust. If they choose not to be involved or not to want to engage with me, that's okay. We don't withhold their whole diet. We make sure that they always get what they need to be healthy. But on top of that, they are provided treats for doing things that we want them to do.
How many species of tigers are there?
I believe there are 4 or 5. Some of them are really close to each other. So we got see if I can list them. Sumatran. We have a Malayan tiger, which is the smallest subspecies. We have the Indian, the Indo-Chinese, and I feel like I'm missing one more.
So I'm looking this up, and it looks like there are 9 species of tigers, 3 of whom are basically extinct. The Javan tiger is extinct, the Bali tiger is extinct, and the Caspian tiger is extinct. And then there's the Sumatran tiger, which is critically endangered. That's a really tiny, cute little tiger. The South China tiger is also near extinction. The Malayan tiger and the Indo-Chinese tiger, the Bengal tiger, which is famous, lives in India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. And then there's the Siberian tiger, and that one lives in northern Asia, like Russia, China, and Korea.
Are there tigers that are different colors besides orange and black striped?
Yes, there are white tigers, although it's a rare genetic abnormality. So it's definitely common in captive tiger species, but it's not common in the wild. A wild white tiger would not probably last very long because they use their coloring and their striping to blend in with their environment. So if a white tiger was out there, it would really pop out to the prey.
How closely are tigers related to other big cats? Are they more like cousins or pretty much brothers and sisters?
That's a great question. I would say more like cousins. They are considered a large cat because they can roar. So other large cats are like lions. A smaller cat are the cats that can purr, which is kind of interesting. A large cat is one that can roar. A small cat is one that can purr. So they are pretty closely related to the larger cats. They can be crossbred with lions, but they do not have successful offspring. So it's not a natural pairing, but they are so closely related that they can have one offspring. So that's a pretty close relation.
So wait, tigers don't purr?
Tigers do not purr. They're a large cat. They have different types of vocal cords. It's either like you get a roar or you get a purr. You can't get both, really. So a mountain lion, for example, they can't roar, but they can purr. So they're considered a smaller cat, even though they're really big.
Are they endangered? And if so, what can we do to help?
They are endangered, unfortunately. There's only about 4,000 adult individuals in the wild, which really isn't enough. There needs to be much more. And what we can do to help as people is just awareness of how important they are to the ecosystem. Also, a lot of it is habitat protection. So conserving tigers is completely linked to conserving where they live. Their habitats are so segregated that some tigers have a hard time getting to other tigers. So breeding can be a problem. So we need to continue to support agencies that protect the habitat and provide a safe place for wild tigers to populate and grow in numbers.
Casey Taylor is the senior carnivore keeper at the Albuquerque Zoo. It's part of the Albuquerque Biopark. Casey, thank you so much for being with us all in the Children's Hour today.
Thank you guys so much. It's been awesome.
Tiger, tiger, black and orange stripes. Tiger, tiger, hunting in the night. Tiger, tiger, bright yellow eyes. Tiger, tiger, tiger gonna bite. Have you seen the tiger walking on four paws? Have you seen the tiger flashing the sharpest claws? Tiger, tiger, black and orange stripes. Tiger, tiger, hunting in the night. Tiger, tiger, bright yellow eyes. Tiger, tiger, tiger gonna bite. Have you seen the tiger when it crunches its jaws? Have you seen the tiger when it starts to roar? Tiger, tiger, black and orange stripes. Tiger, tiger, hunting in the night. Tiger, tiger, bright yellow eyes. Tiger, tiger, tiger gonna bite. Here comes the tiger sleeping at the zoo. Here comes the tiger. Be careful, it might get you. Tiger, tiger, black and orange stripes. Tiger, tiger, hunting in the night. Tiger, tiger, bright yellow eyes. Tiger, tiger, tiger gonna bite. Tiger, tiger, black and orange stripes.
The Tiger by William Blake. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
That's a William Blake poem done by the Poetry Foundation. Press play, Picture House before that, and Wafir is in the background.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization. Learn more at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. The Arts Alive program on Museum Hill in Santa Fe is free for all ages in June and July. Plan your summer visit at museumhill.net.